your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning, afternoon.
And evening.
Wherever you are.
This is Ariel.
And Shia, and the name of the program is Being Here.
Just a reminder for those of you who've listened to the show before, and to let you know for those of you who haven't, Shy and I have a tendency
to finish each other's sentences.
So we like to let people know up front so it's not so abrupt.
Right.
This show is fun.
As the access way to enlightenment.
That's a novel idea, isn't it?
It is. Wouldn't it be fun to be able to just have fun and become enlightened?
We decided to mix it up a little bit today.
Actually, after we looked at it, we realized that enlightenment is really the access way to having fun in your life.
So we'll talk about that a bit today.
Let's talk about enlightenment. What is enlightenment?
I don't know, Shai. You tell me, what is enlightenment?
Enlightenment is being here in your life, in the moment, not worrying about what you can't do anything about, not being off in the future, not complaining.
It also includes not second-guessing yourself. You know, where you're talking to yourself about whether or not you did it right or did it wrong. Actually, enlightenment is simply
being
here. Hence the name of the show. So let's take a look at what keeps us from fun or enlightenment. They're kind of synonymous. You know what? They really are. What keeps you from having fun?
Well, let's see. I don't have fun when I'm worried about the future of the world.
Now, that's a good one. All you have to do is sit down in front of the news.
And that's it. That's the end of fun for the day.
I mean, isn't it kind of like unpatriotic or
un-American?
If you're listening to me, I know we have a lot of European listeners, but isn't it somehow seems immoral to be having fun when there's so many people out there who are not,
who are suffering or
starving or dying or with all the turmoil in the world?
It seems as though you'd be a bad, immoral person.
But what if
you're having fun would transform the quality of life for all those people all over the planet?
It is a possibility, you know, that if you allow yourself to be as great as you can, that you can impact the misery on this planet. But of course, you know, you can't allow yourself to be great in order to impact the planet, because, you know, then you're not,
doesn't work that
then you're
way.
Not just being yourself. You have some agenda, and the agenda itself is going to kind of keep
influence your life and how you experience living.
Okay, so let's look at what else keeps us all from having fun.
Well, let's see. How about temper tantrums?
Mm-hmm.
You know when you have those? We were watching America's Got Talent last night.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it was playing last night or watching
a taped version of it.
But one of the judges had a temper tantrum. Now, it may have been a staged temper tantrum. I don't know. But he disagreed with the other judge's opinion about one of the acts, and suddenly this eloquent man was turned into a petulant child.
We did a course a couple of weeks ago in New York called Intimacy, and we were having fun with the participants. We were talking about temper tantrums and upset, kind of like a runaway train, and we were talking about catching it as if it was the TTU, you know, the early version of the TTU, the temper tantrum and upset. So when you're in the midst of an upset, fun goes out the window. That's a definite impediment to fun.
Well, you see, you can't have fun if you're being a victim. And if you're having a temper tantrum or being upset, you're usually being victimized by life, you know, either your life or somebody else affecting your life. I get a kick out of my our four-year-old grandson. He has temper tantrums as ways of manipulating and controlling his environment.
Now, all four-year-olds do, all three-year-olds do, all two-year-olds do, but so do most 40-year-olds and 30-year-olds and 20-year-olds, and you can go on up. People have learned to
manipulate
their environment by having temper tantrums, but
there's a cost. The cost of having a temper tantrum is that you can't have fun. There are no happy victims. And if you victimize yourself, you know, feel sorry for yourself and punish others by feeling sorry for yourself, then there's no fun in that.
You know, you cannot be having fun if you're being right about something. You know, you're right that they did it wrong, and you're rehearsing in your head that they shouldn't have done it the way they were doing it. Or if you're worried about how you're doing, you can't be having fun either.
That's true.
Because your attention goes on to your internal conversation as opposed to being engaged in what you're up to. And that's really...
So it's either you have a life or you have a complaint about how life is not showing up the way you would prefer, you want, you know? And look, life shows up the way it does. Have you noticed that? No matter what you do, the traffic lights, they turn red when they want to. And you may not like it. You may even have a violent disagreement with it. The traffic light doesn't really care.
Well, neither does the traffic. And
right.
Neither does the weather.
And
neither does your computer when it's glitching out.
Thank you.
Hey, so let's look at how to access fun and enlightenment. Now, one of the first things is you have to recognize that this time of year, a lot of people get into the idea that they're going to have fun and fun's going to start
when they go on vacation.
And we'd like to disabuse you of that notion.
That's very nicely said. I like that turn of phrase.
Because if you're looking forward to another moment in time to be better than this moment in time.
Well, look, I've got this cold.
Yeah?
And I cough. And it's not fun if I disagree with it. If I think I should be well where I'm not.
And you're looking forward to the day when you're better or when
right.
It's over.
When I can breathe easily. Or when I can breathe.
But the truth is this moment is the only moment to access fun. So, Sean and I are going on vacation on Saturday. Actually, we're going to go take our trailer, our boat. We're going to go up to Cape Cod. We're going to rest. We're going to have some romance. We're going to have some sleep. We're going to read books.
I'm glad you said that.
Which?
All of it.
The sleep, the romance, the boat, the good food, all that stuff. But that doesn't mean that today, being on the show is any less fun. It doesn't mean that doing the laundry is any less fun. It doesn't mean that our time together between now and then is any less fun. In fact, if we wait for Saturday to be the demarcation point where we're going to then
start having fun, we'll probably miss. Because, you see, you can't suppress yourself. You can't complain about your life. You can't be in a temper tantrum and expect that it's going to clear up on schedule. You know, if you get used to complaining about life, then it becomes habituated.
And it's a juvenile perspective.
No.
Yes, that
I disagree.
We were working at a company yesterday, and we were talking with the owners, and they've hired some interns for the summer, and some of the interns are working better than others. And one of the interns was complaining that he had to do the work. He was like, well, when do I get to do the fun things, the creative things? I wanted to do the creative things. And they were looking at him saying, well, this is your job. Your job includes all of the different job descriptions, including the filing and the other tasks that go along with having a job, and that you need to discover how to engage and do those things, not just kind of punk your way through it until you get to the, quote, fun stuff.
Speaking of engaging, let's for a moment talk about listening. See, you can listen to this program to see if you agree with what we're saying or disagree with what we're saying. You can listen to see if you already know this and you read it in somebody's book, or that you've read articles about this, or this isn't really what's important. We should only be talking about the fun stuff. But true listening is when you listen as though you're hearing what is being said from the speaker's point of view. So if you really listen, rather than agree or disagree, have you ever noticed how sometimes people cut you off mid-sentence to disagree with one of your points? Well, that's what our minds do. They disagree. They think they already know. We have this conversation. Oh, when are we going to get to the important stuff? Well, this is the important stuff. If you can be here in the apparent disorganization of Ariel and my style of interacting with life, if you can bring yourself here and actually listen, it'll pull you into the moment. And the moment is magic.
And in the moment is where fun resides.
Resides, and enlightenment or transformation is a byproduct of being in the moment. So you don't have to work to have fun. All you have to do is be here. And that's very simple, except it's not. It's one of those paradoxes. You know, our minds are so facile, and we are so used to our thoughts as though they're us. We think our thoughts are us, so we listen to them, so when they complain, which they normally do, since this is a world that seems to be based in people complaining about the way it is, rather than living as though this is it.
Today, whether it's while we're talking, whether it's during the commercial break, whether it's what you're doing, let's see if you can engage. Engage with your ears, engage with your eyes, really see if you can connect into your personal environment, because that is how you're going to start having fun.
And as we said, fun is the access way to enlightenment.
So, we're going to go to a break now. When we come back, we'll be talking with some folks, and we'll keep talking about fun as the access way to enlightenment. So come on back and access enlightenment and fun with us this afternoon.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive receive free audio downloads, and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Improve your spiritual well-being and experience a new way of looking at spirituality and wellness. Tune into Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. Each week, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie, broadcast every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritual Evolution, expanding the boundaries and broadening the vision of spirituality through inspiration and education.
The last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we learn to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to The Music of Your Mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and the name of the game is Being Here.
And Fun.
As the access way to enlightenment. Or enlightenment as the access way to fun.
It's one of those things that you can flip around, and both are interchangeable. Because obviously, when you're enlightened, when you're here, when you're self-realized, you're having fun. And if you're having fun, in that moment, you're enlightened if you're actually here.
Well, what keeps you from having fun? That's a good question. You know, one of the things that might keep you from having fun is if you're incomplete with your parents. Because if you're incomplete with your parents, then if you have fun, they would have raised you right. If you have a great, fun-filled life, they didn't do it wrong. I tell you, that keeps a lot of people from having fun.
It certainly keeps a ceiling level on it because you have to keep checking yourself so that you make sure that you don't get too out of hand. If things get too good,
then they didn't do it so bad.
So we hear that we have Alisa from Brooklyn on the line. And that she's called in with something to talk about. You there, Alisa?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Good.
Great.
How
are you doing?
Oh, good. Thank you.
What can we do for you, Alisa?
I'm trying to figure out having fun at work. Sometimes I feel like I'm not being professional. And
if you're having fun?
At work, yeah.
Well, what do you do?
I work in a college. I'm an advisor to students.
Mm. Well, that's a serious job. That's very serious. If you have too much fun, they may think you're doing a bad job.
Right, or maybe I'm acting like a student or a child and not like the authority figure.
Mm.
Well, what's your picture of an authority figure?
Mm. Very serious, just very straight, you know, not like a student, not silly or young.
Uh-huh. So, I have a question, Alisa. Does fun or having fun at work, do you comport yourself, in your opinion, in a silly manner, that you look silly?
No, I think I keep very serious with the students.
Uh-huh. Well,
well, there's a difference between being on purpose in your work and being serious.
Huh.
You know, you can be on purpose. You can be there with the intention of supporting them in their looking at what to do with their lives, what courses to take, and where to go after school and like that, without it being serious.
Okay. I actually have a suspicion that students would make wiser choices if things were a bit lighter, if they were not being constrained by the idea that the choices they made were going to somehow potentially constrain them or damage them for the rest of their life if they make a mistake.
You know, if I look at my life, Lisa, and all of the things that I've done over my life, some of those things could be misconstrued as having made mistakes. But they weren't mistakes. They were where my life led me in those moments in the past. And many of us worry about now, and some of those concerns are justifiable. You know, if you break a law, you may find yourself in jail. That would be a very unfortunate circumstance and could affect the rest of your life. But most of us don't realize that we're doing pretty good in this moment, and our life brought us to this moment. And when we relax into where we are, life gets easier rather than more difficult.
I have a rather odd question.
Okay.
Do you ever get serious to cover the experience in yourself that you don't really know the, quote, right answer for students?
Yeah, that I do.
Well, if I were a student, I think I would be relieved to know that the person advising me doesn't have the right answer, the, quote, best answer. They have a best guess that between us we're going to look at a plan of action that makes sense to me, as opposed to being the authority figure. Because as a college student, I believe at my time that at this time in my life, it's time for me to start stepping up and not have it all decided for me. So in a way, it would invite them to be your partner.
Hmm. That's nice.
The other thing is, take a look in your own life. When, as Shai was talking about relaxing into yourself, when you relax into yourself, don't you find that you make your
better choices?
Yes, definitely.
And that when it's really serious and heavy, you have a tendency to go back and second guess and be hard on yourself, regardless of if you've made the choice that's the best.
Yes, definitely. That's true. Yeah.
Good. So, excellent. Do you have any other questions, or have we taken care of it?
That's really helpful. I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too. Thanks.
Now, talking to Lisa brings to mind something for me that we should talk about, and that's the difference between choices and decisions. That decisions are, because one of the things that she's supporting students in doing is choosing what to do academically, or I'm assuming as they go off into making career choices. And there's two ways to go about it. One has a downside and one doesn't. The downside of decisions are like this. You know the word decision?
It comes from the root side, like suicide.
Suicide,
genocide, patricide, to kill off.
So you're killing off an alternative. So in that case, if I decide to be a major in something, it's against other things. You're killing off that as an option, and there's energy that goes into that.
And decisions are usually made when you're in a moment of contraction, you're not sure what to do with your future, you are seeing if you can control how the future shows up by the decision itself. So if you are ever hurt in a relationship, you might have a decision like, I'll never trust, fill in the blank, a man, a woman.
So let's take Elisa's career as an example. Here she's going to be talking to presumably young people, so we'll use them as a subset, so young people, and talking about their career choices. Now, most people, when they're looking at what to do, they weigh the pros and the cons. So there's a list of pros and a list of cons. So this particular career makes more money, there are more job openings, etc. And this particular career makes less money and has job openings, etc. But the thing is that what happens in the decision process of pros and cons only is you don't enter in that non-measurable thing, which is your heart's desire.
Your intuition, your natural knowing.
So choosing has to do with your pros, your cons, you include that, but your choice is not based solely on that. It includes things that you can't define, like fun, like the ability to look and see and know from your heart what it is exactly that you want to do. So, let's take a look more at fun as the access way to enlightenment. What gets in the way of fun for you? Decisions from the past. You know, you were talking about that, Shai, about how decisions are basically made in a moment of contraction. So,
decisions made in a moment of contraction can dominate your life going forward forever. Because if you have decided to punish your parents, for instance, for disagreeing with your choices when you were 6 years old, for disappointing you in some way at that time, and you're still carrying that vendetta forward in time, every time you're around them, you cannot have fun. Because if you do, they will have won somehow. They will somehow be okay as parents. And if your decision is to punish them for not going along with what you wanted, well, then this temper tantrum that started with a six-year-old or earlier then carries forward in time. And we have worked with people in their 80s who are still complaining about something their mother did 50 years ago or 60 years ago, and their mother is long since deceased. But that doesn't matter. The decision to be upset with what they did by disagreeing with how their life was showing up in that moment has dominated their life going forward in time, so they cannot have fun.
Have you ever seen that about yourself? Like, when you get into a conversation with yourself about how somebody did something wrong, like your parents, that you can recreate the experience of that while complaining about it. It's like pulling on an old stinky, holy sweatshirt and wearing it around and saying it's comfortable, and you're like, look how grungy I look and look how I smell. It's kind of stinky. So let's come back. We'll look some more at fun as the access way to enlightenment in just a few minutes. Come on back.
taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network and discover your true nature.
Never before in the history of live radio has such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Elmeen for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by walking between the worlds on Voice America's 7th Wave. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome and thanks for being here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
The topic today
is fun as the access way to enlightenment.
And we're having fun talking about it. We have Ben on the line here, so...
Are you there, Ben?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Great.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay.
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Very good.
You have a question?
Yeah, well, actually, I have been having fun at work lately.
That's great.
Thank you, yeah. And I feel like I accessed it I work in a union environment, and I'm actually a union delegate. So I used to kind of think that it was my job to be contrary or contentious with my boss.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of started giving that up lately, but I do have a question, and that's, though I've been having more fun at work by things not being so contentious and stressful, there are certainly times when I can't say yes to them. I can't, you know, the answer is no.
And okay.
Okay. So how do I mean, I would like to preserve that fun environment. And not fight.
Well, has one of these times that you can't say yes, you must say no, shown up recently?
Yeah, sure. In fact,
I'm just looking for an example, so I have something
sure,
to...
Sure, sure. Well, they wanted to suspend me the other day, and obviously I wasn't going to say, okay, I'll go on suspension.
Well, what does suspension mean?
It means that I don't work for a couple days, and then I come back, and the idea is that I've been disciplined by my time away.
Uh-huh.
So what were you being disciplined for?
Yeah, did you, what did you have a temper tantrum over that and stopped having fun about to punish your superiors or employers or supervisors?
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, I recognize that. I had a fight with my boss, and...
What did you fight with your boss over?
It was really early in the morning, and I got there, and the bill wasn't correct. I take all my instructions from the bill. That's how I know how to serve the guests. I'm a banquet waiter.
Uh-huh.
And there were problems with the bill, including how I would be paid.
Okay.
And we started fighting.
So you got upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very poor management technique, Ben.
First of all, the first thing you start is you're blaming it on the circumstances, that it was early in the morning, therefore it justifies your being less
crisp and less in control of your emotions.
Okay, I can see that.
See, the chances are, Ben, you were already upset before this ever happened.
There's two different ways to point out inaccuracies in a bill. One is, hey, here's the inaccuracies in the bill. We need to solve this before we go forward. And another is where you come in an accusatory tone where you have...
a complaint as though you're being done to rather than you're both on the same team?
Okay. Yeah.
Your idea of being a union rep is like a representative. It's not adversarial. If you have the idea that you have to be an adversary to anybody at your job,
you're not going to have fun.
And you'll also set up situations
that won't be fun.
Because adversary has inherent in that fights.
Yeah.
You know, there are three principles to transformation, Ben. The first principle is anything you resist will persist and dominate your life. It'll grow stronger, and it'll be all your life is about. So let's take a look at this current situation at work through the three principles of transformation. First, something came up, the bill was off, and you resisted that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then that got contentious.
Yeah, it did.
It turned into a fight because you resisted it, you complained about it, you said no to it. Now, second principle of transformation says that no two things can occupy the same space at the same time, or no, you can only have in this moment of now exactly what you have in your life. So in that moment, when you saw that bill could not have been correct. It could only have been inaccurate.
Okay.
Now, the third principle says anything that you see and allow to be the way it is will complete itself.
That doesn't mean you look at the bill, you see the bill, you allow it to be inaccurate, and suddenly it rewrites itself.
That doesn't happen.
But allowing it to be rather than resisting it allows you to have the type of communications that allows the situation to resolve.
Yes, and it resolves itself without acrimony.
So you had a fight and they wanted to suspend you and you said no, and where did it go from there?
Well, they didn't actually have grounds for suspension, so they weren't able to suspend me. And,
okay.
And I won.
Okay.
But did you really win?
Well, I can see how I didn't win when I was having my upset with my boss.
Right.
Right. And have you really won? You see, I don't know that you can ever really win.
See, in change, there's winning and losing and being right and being wrong. And in the transformational modality where you're being here, it's a win-win situation where it's not about win-lose, right-wrong. It's about being here and seeing the appropriate nature of things. And I'm thinking, I just had this idea. I don't know, how long ago was this situation, Ben?
Well, it's still kind of it's
ongoing.
Yeah.
Have you, you know, had the idea
to apologize?
No.
Well, you know, you could say, what's the guy's name?
Or gal? Her name is Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Okay. Stephanie, I'm sorry we had this dispute.
I apologize
for my getting upset. That could heal a whole bunch of things.
If you mean it.
And if you actually want to resolve it. Because here's an underlying thing that I'm seeing now. See, you may not... Is being a banquet waiter your image of yourself in life?
No, it's my image of my day job.
It's an image of your day job. Exactly. So, here's the problem, Ben. You think that if you really love what you're doing, you have to continue doing it.
That's true.
That if you really loved being a banquet waiter and had fun at it and enjoyed yourself, somehow it... You want to be an actor? Are you an actor in your real job? Yes. You see, then you think if you really had a great time there, you might not continue going for your real career, which is acting.
Yeah, I can see that.
And
so you can actually be in training with the woman who is managing you as if she's a director, and that it's your job to find ways to work well with people. And I tell you something, Ben, if you really, really succeeded as a banquet manager, you're far better likely
to succeed as an actor.
Okay.
Does it compute?
Yeah, and I believe that I could apologize. I didn't mean for it to be personal with Stephanie.
Right.
I'm sure you didn't.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that it didn't get personal. It doesn't mean that her feelings weren't hurt. And you know something? It costs very little to apologize, and it heals a whole world full of woes.
And you can tell her you'd like to work well together. You'd like it to be a professional arrangement. You've been thinking about it, and you'd like to be the best waiter she ever had, and you're going to do everything you can to make her life easy.
And you know something, Ben? It doesn't cost you anything to do that.
And you know what?
Except maybe your pride, which would be a good thing to get a hold of for your acting career.
And guess what? We guarantee you, you'll have more
fun.
Thanks for calling in, Ben.
Yes, thank you, Ben. Have a wonderful day.
We have more to come after the break. Come back and join us in being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Step up to a new level of awareness. Step up to a higher level of compassion. Step up to the true, authentic person that lies within. Step up to an eternal connection with spirit on Step Up with minister, writer, teacher, healer, lecturer, counselor, channeler, medium, and host, Janice Lynch. Explore new perspectives. Engage in self-exploration. Experience greater joy, passion, and freedom. Step Up demystifies the mystical world of spirituality, reawakens the intuition, and offers essentials for spirituality. Step Up with Janice Lynch, broadcast each Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, on the 7th Wave Network. Step Up, where limitless possibilities are possible.
Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Ariel.
Shia.
And...
Fun as the access way to enlightenment, or enlightenment as the access way to fun. We hear we have Linda on the phone.
Hi. Hi, Linda.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Really good.
It's a great show.
Thanks.
Really, really helpful. Great information.
We like you. You say all the right things.
Hey, cool. My question is, sometimes some things might trigger a strong emotion, and I become upset.
Yes.
And I know I have a choice.
No.
What?
You don't. See, that's the funny thing. You don't have a choice once the upset's been triggered. The only choice is to be upset. But if you resist it... If you resist being upset when you're already upset, that's where you get into trouble.
That's where you take the temper tantrum and the upset train uptown?
Right.
You betcha.
Because, you see, that's the first principle of transformation. It happens right there. See, you can't help but being triggered when you're triggered by your environment. Things happen that are indeed disturbing.
Mm.
But if you resist being upset once you've been triggered, then that upset gets stronger and stronger.
First principle, mm-hmm. Anything you resist persists and grows stronger. So the moment you're upset, you can only be that way.
So if you choose to be the way you are in that moment, third principle, suddenly it can complete itself in the instant you see it, rather than...
Huh.
See, and you've done that. I bet you you've done it. I bet you you've seen an upset, and the seeing of it has allowed it to dissolve.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't trigger too much.
Well...
What's too much?
See, what's interesting about our lives is they never trigger too much unless you need too much.
Huh.
See, if you need it too much, by that I mean you need something to distract you from your life, then you'll pull in too much. You'll resist what shows up, and it will grow in intensity so that you can avoid something else in your life.
Even though you're not really aware of it.
Absolutely.
Well, and but now it gives you an opportunity to look around and say, whoa, this is very, very convenient here. What's happening?
See, whenever we have something to do that's creative, of a creative nature, you create out of nothing. So to create, there's this uncertainty because you don't know how it's going to turn out. And when you don't know how it's going to turn out, it's much easier to get yourself upset about something than to sit down and do that creative thing.
So New York in August on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we're doing this course, Creativity and Intuition. Mm-hmm. We've done this course. We usually do it in the summer because it's so much fun. And we've done this course or variations on it for many years. And we're all often talking with people about the activities of being creative. And it over and over, we have seen how people, when they don't know what to do next, and they're not fully engaged, or they have something, as I said, of a creative nature, whether it's for us, we have a radio show that we're getting ready to do.
Or writing an article or a book.
Or something or other that it seems to be new.
So funny to say writing a book.
Now that we've written three.
Right. But at one time that was an impossibility, and the whole idea of it was upsetting.
So we could pull in an upset. So
to avoid having to go into that space of uncertainty, of unknowing, of not knowing how to.
Because, you know, when you're doing something, a book is a really good example. When we wrote our first book, Linda, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, a book about instantaneous transformation, we didn't know whether or not it would be well received. So we weren't only just expressing ourselves. Our mind wanted to run off into the future and tickle possible futures and whether or not it was worth the effort, how would it be received, would we be successful. And so it would be, this is where the intuition part comes in. I'm telling you, I swear, we were capable of having people call in.
Like Ariel's mother would call in every time we sat down to write.
And at that time, I was less complete with my parents, as, you know, we were talking about being complete with your parents. So I, unbeknownst to myself, was using her as a device to get agitated so that I wouldn't have to do any more work. And now I don't use her that way. It's an abuse of my relationship with her.
Right.
Because that's not my intention. We have fun now. And there is that intuitive skill set where you can call in an upset. We were talking about it just this morning, Linda. Shai and I, it's a very long story, I'm going to make it short. Back when we were in Costa Rica doing our self-discovery intensives, we had some equipment stolen out of our hotel room, which we had inadvertently not double locked. Somebody came off the road and stole some things. Some of them were very valuable things that were irreplaceable because they don't make them anymore. And we're friends with the person who originally designed our fishing reels, which are part of the irreplaceable things. And we had let him know that they were stolen. We found out this week that somebody found them, and we will be getting them back. We're paying a reward, and we're getting them back. But we wrote to this designer saying, guess what, they've been found. But we wrote to him about 3, 4, 5 days after we'd gotten the news they were coming back. It occurred to us we should let him know. He wrote us back this morning saying, it's so funny that you write me this because I've been having curious thoughts all week about what's the status of your fishing reels.
Yes.
We've never even met this man. And he knew somewhere that they had come back.
Your intuition is an amazing thing.
you are capable of pulling from your environment, from people you've never even met, things that you would consider, quote, too big to handle when you need a too big to handle, to interrupt your ability to have fun.
And you see, if you had fun all the time, you'd be a weirdo.
Fun.
You know, you really would. I mean, take a look for a second, Linda. In most people's experience of life, having fun is an odd event that happens every once in a while.
Right.
But it's not a lifestyle. Mm-mm.
We went to a show with a friend of ours is in an off-Broadway show, and we took a whole group of people to see the show.
People that work with us regularly and are familiar with the three principles of transformation.
Come to the Monday Night Alive courses we do in New York City and weekends. And so more than 20 of us went. And our friend who was in the show said that people backstage are saying, are these people drunk? What's with them? They're having so much fun. Well, none of us had had anything to drink. It's just that we were there.
We were present. See, when you get in the moment, life becomes fun. It doesn't matter. Fun is not a preferential state. It's not, I prefer it to be one way or another. You have preferences, yes, but you can have fun with whatever life delivers.
So thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you, Linda. That
Thank
was
you.
Great questions.
Oh, super. All right, have a great day. Love the show.
Thank you so much.
Bye. You all can have more fun if you're being here and if you recognize that you have an impact on your environment.
Hey, share this show with your friends. Tell people about the possibility of being here.
They can listen to the archives and come on back next week. If you want to know more about us, be sure to visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Sign up to be on our email list. You get podcasts of the week. You can hear more of us during the week. Articles of the month. Thanks a lot for being here. And we'll be with you next week for being here. Same time, same station.
And till then, have fun.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.